Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And crude oil is rebounding today after falling below $40 a barrel yesterday for the first time since August. A glut of oil around the world continues to keep prices down. Same goes for natural gas, which may mean heating your home this winter will be cheaper than usual. Marilyn Gwax is senior business editor at NPR. She's with us now. And Marilyn, what's going on that's driving these prices so far down and now for so long?
Well, Jeremy, let's pull up your chair here. We're going to teach Econ 101. This is really just about supply and demand. We've had this surge in supply because of fracking into those shale formations. So energy companies have been producing really record inventories. And at the same time, it's been pretty warm. You know, big parts of the country have been really warm, especially the populated parts of the country here in D.C. on Thanksgiving Day. Yes, I went on not one, but two walks because it felt like September, not late November. And that's been the case for millions of families. And that drops the demand for natural gas. And that's really the key driver for natural gas because about half of all of our homes are heated with gas. So if you have huge supplies, demand is down, prices are going to fall. I checked with the Energy Department, and a decade ago, natural gas was selling for about $13 a million BTUs. Today, that's about $2.20.
Wow, so a lot cheaper. And how much cheaper will it be then to heat homes for people that use natural gas for that?
Well, you know, it can vary a lot. You hear that number from $13 to $2. It sounds like, hey, my bill should be a lot less. But really, companies have a lot of different factors that they have to take into consideration, so it can vary. You know, up there in Massachusetts just this week, a utility company, one called National Grid, said it's going to drop prices by 5%. But another company out in Washington, say the state, said they want to raise prices like 9% to build more infrastructure. And, of course, there are labor costs. So, you know, it can vary, but for the most part, it's down across the board, and you're seeing that some are pretty dramatically down. There was a New Jersey utility company that said it's going to cut prices 30%, and they estimated that would save the typical customer $124 for December, January, February. And the home heating oil's down too.
Well, and actually just a case in point of the fact that the savings don't always get passed on to consumers is the fact that airline tickets are still pretty expensive despite the fact that fuel costs are low.
Right.
What do you think this all means for the economy? Low price of heating oil, low price of natural gas, low price of gasoline to fill up your car?
Yeah, it's going to add up to a lot of savings for consumers. You know, AAA said today that it's the average gallon of gasoline is about $2. A year ago at this time, it was $2.75. So, you know, think about those things. If you're in New Jersey, let's say you're one of those families that just saved $124, but you're also saving on gas. Let's say every week your family saves $25 on filling up the tanks on all your cars. Well, let's see, $25 a week, 3 months, blah, blah, blah. That's like $300. You got the $124 from the savings on your home heating bill. You put it all up together, and you're talking $400 or $500 a month to spend.
Yeah,
I mean, for the winter.
In your pockets. And, of course, we'll see what happens when we hear from the Federal Reserve later this month. Maybe these prices could go even lower if interest rates go up, but we will leave that for another day to discuss.
All
Marilyn
right.
Gwax, senior business editor at NPR, thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.